This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
This is why I'm hot.
Is the morning roast.
All right, everyone wants to roast. Everyone wants to play. 1-800-919-3776. Like Rick said, you got something, you want to get it off your chest, you're angry, it's frustrating, you don't like it, it annoys you, whatever it is. Now's the time. Now is the time. Let's turn to one of our own. And we start out with our table setting, RJ Santillo. RJ, would you like to lead off the roast?
See, I would. Here's my question, though.
Uh-oh.
It's for you, Dave.
Uh-huh. You're going to roast me?
No. Oh. Wouldn't even think of it.
The question is for me.
So you say your roast has been bubbling.
Yeah, bubbling.
I have a feeling that I'm involved in this.
Maybe.
I have a feeling. Uh-huh. I have a feeling.
This guy knows his hosts.
Yeah, I really do.
All over this.
RJ, maybe you roast him first, though.
Well,
preemptive roast, I like it.
He has nothing to roast me for.
Here's the thing, though. I thought about going Be Rabbit in 8 Mile and roasting myself.
Oh.
But I'm not going to take it from you. That's why I asked. I'm going to let you have your victory lap. So yeah. I brought two roasts today.
Oh, you know what? You're good. First of all, he reads me like a book. And secondly, he sees where I'm going and leaves the lane wide open for me. This is why you are, in my estimation, probably the best in the game.
So I deserve it. If you don't know what we're talking about,
we'll get there. Don't spoil it.
I'll lay out. So my actual roast will be, and I don't know why I encountered so many of these people just in the last week, in line, on the subway, walking down the street, watching videos on their phone with no headphones with the volume blaring. No one cares. Literally no one cares what you're watching. And even if it's funny, there's no context. I only get 6 seconds of it. And those 6 seconds are the most annoying 6 seconds of my entire day every single day. If that's you, oh, no one cares. They care. They hate you. And you should stop.
You know what I like about that? It's good. It's timely. Everyone has encountered this. And he just made it nice and quick and concise. I think he did a very nice job there.
You like it because I left the lane open for you to make
no,
fun.
No, had you roasted yourself on where I'm going to go, it would have also been very enticing.
It has been bubbling.
Let's call it what it is, though. I mean, ever since the bean roast, we don't have really high expectations for RJ's roasts.
Oh, no.
Let's all scale it back. So
you know what this was, though? This was an anti-bean roast.
Yeah.
Is the element? I thought it was good. I mean,
exactly.
Maybe you join in next time, RJ. Maybe you get over someone's shoulder, be like, "Hey, what are you watching?
What do you got going
Why
on?"
Why would
there?
He go on this on their shoulder?
You got to get in there.
Nestle your
right
way in.
Yeah,
you're kind of like at the tailgate when you stole that person's phone and then just took it over.
I didn't steal it. I made him do what I wanted.
Look, I was in line. I was in line yesterday at the grocery store. Maybe I just kind of poke in. Hey, what are we laughing at over here?
Yeah, hey, what's the funny? Let's go to Evan in Queens. Evan, you're on the morning roast.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
Good. All right. So the Heat upset the 1 seed Bucks in the first round, but Giannis literally missed more than half that series. He got injured in the first quarter of game one, missed the rest of that game, and then missed games 2 and 3 of that series and was receiving treatment.
I don't think that's right. He missed game three?
He missed game three, yeah.
He missed game three.
He only played in 4 and 5.
All right.
So that's the real story for that series. The Bucks swept the Heat 2 years ago. The average margin of victory is more than 20 a game. So all these Heat fans calling into your show, listen, Santa Claus isn't real, and you guys aren't that good. You might be better than us. We'll see. But you're not that good.
You know what? Honestly, and thanks for the roast, that's not great. This team is, again, 1 win away from the Eastern Conference Finals, and they do it with smoke and mirrors seemingly every season. And you get to beat them up for it?
It was personal to him. He wanted to take shots at the Heat. That's what he decided to do.
All right. Well, he can have at it. Let's go to Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy. You're on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, Santiago and the Steamrollers. I am contractually obligated to only show up on a Wednesday, but I need sports cleansing. And I am going to roast the New York sports fans, specifically Jet fans and Knicks fans. Rick, you're excluded. You're pretty objective here. But come on, guys. You are delusional. The Jets are not a Super Bowl contender. They'll be in the playoffs maybe with a 39-year-old quarterback. And I'm tired of hearing Knicks fans talk about, we're going to sweep the Heat, bring on Boston. This is Morning Drive. Wake up, New York.
Wow, he brought it strong there.
Feisty today for Mandy.
And you know what? I don't think he's unfair there. How many Knicks fans did you hear calling, we're gonna beat them in five, we're going to destroy Miami, we won't even be competitive? It's good stuff.
I heard a lot of Knicks in six.
A lot of Knicks are just going to have their way with Miami. Raymond, why don't you get something off your chest? But first, Raymond, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
Now, if you've paid attention to my Twitter in the last 12 to 24 hours, you probably had an idea where I was going to go with this one.
Oh, God, you're going after the NFL again?
No, not the NFL. Okay. The NFL is safe. But we're all familiar with the video from 2 years ago, Side Talk. Very popular.
Bing bong!
Things like this.
What's up, KD? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Did you guys get a look at what Complex Sports put out yesterday?
Another one of these crazy Knicks videos.
But it's awful. Like, everything about it is awful. It seems like the kids in it are acting. The audio quality is terrible. I mean, you just heard the KD drop. That you had things like this.
I have a question for you, Jimmy Butler. Don't you wish you came to the Knicks?
Okay, there's like a complete lack of passion. These kids are clearly all from like Westchester or Scarsdale or places like that. Not real New Yorkers.
Why? They might be paid shots at the Westchester suburbs.
They might be paid actors. I said this yesterday. I didn't think it was possible to gentrify Knicks fandom, but it sure seems that that's what Complex Sports was trying to do yesterday. And, you know, just for good measure, Side Talk put out another video after the Knicks victory in Game 5 and, you know, just kind of shown how it's done. I was really disappointed to see that video on the timeline. And the thing is, people look at that and they say, oh, that's a representative of what Knicks fans actually are. And that's kind of why Knicks fans get clowned because of things like that. So, Complex Sports. You're getting roasted.
Why don't you put out a video then, Raymond?
Because I've got work to do when all that stuff is going on.
He doesn't have time to lower himself.
No, It's not about having time. It's like when all that stuff is going on outside the garden, I'm inside. I'm working. I've got post-game shows to do. I can't be out there.
Do it inside the garden. Right? Go right on the court and do it.
That'll be the last time I'm there.
It's just Ray yelling by himself.
Ray dancing around.
Yes.
You're scared of the Knicks.
What's up, KD? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
It is all right, let's go. It is go worth pointing out, but before you move on, I'm sorry, but it is worth pointing out.
Take your time.
No. Last thing I'll say. KD, the Knicks are officially playing longer than you this postseason.
Wow.
Interesting.
Cool.
Let's go to Ben on the Upper East. Good morning, Ben. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This happened to me 2 times this weekend. Going out to a restaurant for my mom's birthday and having a great meal. And then I'm a fast eater, so a busboy comes by and just takes my plate while everyone else is still eating. So it just really ruins the vibe of the whole meal. And I'm just left there staring at everyone else eat.
You're going to do that anyway. You're just going to have an empty plate.
I know, but my girlfriend's next to me. Maybe she gives me a little bit of her food if she's not going to eat it all. Or... I mean, there's plenty of tables around me. They're not waiting for the table, and it just ruins the whole vibe of the meal and just really infuriates me when I'm trying to enjoy my meal, just trying to hang out, and all of a sudden a busboy comes over, takes my plate, and I still might have a couple pieces of rice or a piece of chicken on the plate, but they just rushing me out and taking my plate.
Well, don't they ask you? Don't they say, are you finished?
No, they didn't ask me. They just took my plate, and I don't want to make it awkward and just be like, hey, there's
I'm still eating and cause a scene or anything and disturb the conversation going on, but maybe just wait a little longer or wait until everyone's done to take plates away.
All right.
Maybe they were sending you a message. Maybe they thought, you know what, maybe he should just be done.
Maybe he should slow down.
Time to stop.
Maybe he should take a breath in between bites.
I like when the plate gets taken away. I don't need that. I don't need the empty plates sitting in front of me.
I don't know why that ruins the meal.
Plus, if Cass is going to give me food, I wait till she's done, and then she'll just give me her plate, and I'll just finish whatever she wants me to finish.
You're like a garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going after him. You tell me to take a run yesterday. You call Rick a garbage disposal.
No. You know what? He understood what I meant. I just meant that if there's any leftover food, he's going to consume it.
That's one of my responsibilities.
I didn't call him fat.
Shame.
RJ did go for a run.
Give it time. He'll get there.
And RJ, did you go for the run?
I did.
Okay. So it worked out.
I'm fulfilling your prophecy of trying not to be large.
All he's had for breakfast is a Splenda packet.
I'm going to drink my saliva for lunch.
And an ice cube. I'm ready. This has been bubbling.
You want music?
I hear music.
No, like any special music, though. I don't really want this to be good.
Just victory alone is more than enough here. So, all year long, RJ and I have been having I don't know if you want to say debate or a conversation, but he laughed in many ways at the Denver Nuggets. And every time he do said thing, I said, you know, RJ, I think you're sleeping on the Nuggets. Oh, please, the Nuggets. They're not going to get by the Phoenix Suns. They can't get by the Phoenix Suns. Okay, RJ. And the Nuggets just quietly go about their business. And they win in the opening round. And they win convincingly. And then they move on to RJ's, you know, beloved Phoenix Suns. And they have their way with the Phoenix Suns. And they, I think some would say, handily defeated the Phoenix Suns. When RJ all year long was telling me, and I believe the quote was, the Nuggets are frauds. Well, I look at the Nuggets right now as one of just a handful of teams left standing. Oh, and by the way, they'll be home for the best of seven against either the Lakers or the Warriors. So, this is not often done, but let me have some audience participation, RJ. How you feeling about your Phoenix Suns at the moment?
Well, I'll say this.
Uh-huh.
Take your victory lap, you earned it. However, if I were to pick another roast, it would probably be the Suns. I mean, Chris Paul getting hurt, he doesn't make up for...
No. I don't want to hear
it.
I don't want to hear it.
You didn't even let me finish. He doesn't make up for 25 points. Chris Paul might be... This might have been the end of his road with them. DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, not playing?
Not playing in an elimination game. There's a lot bubbling there. You speak of bubbling. About his time there. Whether he wants to be there. Whether he gets along with the big players on that team. I can't imagine he's back. If they could find someone to take that deal. And Chris Paul might not be back either. I think they're going to look a whole lot different next year.
Yeah, different schmiffrent. Nobody cares about that. What matters is you challenged me all year long.
I did.
And now to the victor go the spoils. I'm right. You're wrong. Roast it, baby.
You're right.
That's right. Say it again.
I don't think so.
One more time.
Nope.
Bad guy. Let's go to Steve in Holbrook. Steve, you're on the morning room.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good.
In a similar vein to what you were just saying, regarding these three teen cancers that used to play for the Nets, nothing is making me happier to watch all these guys go to places that they cried to go to, and Kyrie not even making it, KD getting eliminated, and hopefully Harden is next. They really need to stop calling these things that these guys sign contracts, because contracts are legally binding documents. And you're not allowed to get out of them at the first sign of adversity and cry your way out of town. So it makes me extremely happy that none of these guys will hopefully be successful if Harden gets eliminated next. And Dave, let's go Giants.
Let's go Giants. That was a nice roast. Good job by him there. Very nice job. All right, Rick, why don't you close out the roast and go ahead.
All right. Well, I had a couple coming into today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with the one I feel strong, you know, the strongest about. I was going to go with Bam Adebayo being a dirty player. I think it's safe to say at this point that Bam Adebayo is a dirty player. Almost killed Quentin Grimes the other day. All the Knicks injuries have been because of Bam Adebayo. But I'm going to go with an NHL roast. Did you get a chance to watch what Alex Pietrangelo did to Leon Draisaitl?
No.
No. I should take a peek at it because it was one of the dumber things you could do in the midst of a playoff series that's tied two games apiece going back to Vegas. Was he decided because of frustration that he was going to skate into the corner and two-hand Leon Draisaitl right in the arm.
Oof.
And is now suspended for game 5. Guy that plays almost 25 minutes a night in a home game to take a 3-2 series lead, and you do something so stupid in a game that, yeah, you're getting embarrassed, but that's fine. You want to go hit him, go hit him. But you're way too important to your team in this series to do something that dumb and get yourself suspended. A veteran player, dumb, stupid. Actually, I would even say why can't I think of the word now? Selfish. That's it. Selfish decision.
That's not an easy word to think of.
No, selfish.
People stumble on that word all the time.
Dumb.
But by the way, if I had a second roast, it would be the Sixers for not getting the ball to Joel Embiid down the stretch of a chance to close out the Boston Celtics last night. What an embarrassment that was.
How about Tatum, though, in the fourth?
Oh, he was so bad, and then he was so awesome.
16 in the fourth. He was awesome. I think he started 0 for 11 in that
game. He was 1 for 14 late into the fourth quarter, and then I believe hit 4 threes down the stretch.
The Sixers are going to kick themselves right in the you-know-what. They lose the series.
Well, they're going to lose the series. And there you have it. There you have it. That's the morning roast. DPHR Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Now, this portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That, in fact, is allamericanford.net. Yankees last night. You know, we thought maybe they righted the ship a little bit, and they were playing better baseball. I'm sorry. There is a very large discrepancy between the Yankees and the Rays right now. The Rays, just in my mind, are clearly the better baseball team, and you saw it again last night.
Well, didn't we talk about this the last time they played the Rays?
What, last weekend?
Yeah, right. Well, when you're playing a good team, I mean, you said it before the show even started. I mean, you're playing a team that's better than you, and I think it's clear that the Rays are a better team. You can't afford to make mistakes. Like, Anthony Rizzo's too good to make that mistake.
Yeah, and you saw it the second he made that error, he was kicking himself.
Right, he knew. I mean, that's a routine play for him.
That's right.
That's something he can't do. And then, listen, Domingo Germán was good. He was.
Very.
But, like, a two-out walk, never a good idea. And then Marinaccio comes in, ends up loading the bases, and a bullpen did not get the job done. So, yeah, I mean, and then the fact, you know what the craziest part about yesterday's game was? And I don't know, maybe crazy is overstating it, but
let me see if I could think of this, that you felt like it was a close game and it turned into a blowout?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, I think that was part of it. But so you had Drew Rasmussen went 7 innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks, only took him 76 pitches.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
That's pretty damn
so,
good.
So you're looking at 11 pitches an inning.
Yeah.
And you know what the amazing thing is? Then they took him out.
Then they took him out, yeah.
I guess the game was over at that
He's
point.
He's got 21 scoreless against the Yankees.
He's good. They I don't know how they find these guys all the time.
Well, I think it speaks to, I mean, it's kind of what I mean, all these teams are trying to do, but it's, I mean, I think they're better than everyone at it. Is there something about the player that they like, that they feel like with their advanced analytics and coaching staff, they get these guys to really focus on, and they get the best out of them?
They really are remarkable, aren't they? Thing is,
they are.
You watch these games. I remember when there used to be an intimidation factor, like the Yankees, they showed up and they had like an advantage because they were the Yankees. Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Tampa Bay looks at the Yankees, stares them in the eye and says, we are, and they're right, we're not scared of you, and we're better than you.
Yeah, we're better than you, and I mean, there's also extra added incentive because they are the Yankees to go beat them. I mean, Josh Lowe had a day yesterday.
They have so many guys. Like, you know, they get injuries, the next guy up replaces. Right, Yankees get injuries, and it's like, oh, how do you move on without fill in the blank? Rays get injuries, it's like, don't worry, we're fine. We got another guy just waiting to go.
And one of their best pitchers hasn't even pitched yet.
Glasnow?
Yeah, how about that deal? I mean, what a deal that was. And that's the other thing they do. I mean, and maybe it's, I don't know where I, like, where I am completely with this, just because I think, I mean, maybe because the Mets are dealing with it too, is that when you have the ability to spend so much money that it could also end up being a problem because, like, you feel like you have to and then maybe you don't spend it the right way. But, like, I mean, Tampa, they're so good at it where, I mean, they take the player, they develop the player is great, and then because they have the excuse of we don't have enough money, they trade that player, they let them walk, and then they don't get locked into this,
yeah,
this tenuous contract, you know?
That's right, and they do it so well, and I can't believe they can. I mean, this has not been a short run. They've been good for a long time now.
Yeah, a long time, and they have, I mean, they got some studs. Wander Franco was a stud.
Oh, Franco, Rosarena, they have plenty of guys. And then guys like Yandy Diaz, he's not great, but he's like, they just have so many guys. There's no weak spot on their team.
No, they're hitting a ton of home runs. They got great pitching. They always find a way to piece together a really good bullpen. Yeah, I mean, the division, too. I mean, the division that the Yankees are in, too, is a really good division.
Tell you what, you better win this game tonight if you're the Yankees.
Yeah, this is a big one for Cole.
This is a big one. I mean, on the heels of what happened.
Right.
And he's going up again. I mean, you know, Trevor Kelly. I'm not even familiar with Trevor Kelly. So you're the Yankees. You better win this game tonight.
Yeah, but don't even worry about that. See, I'm not, that doesn't matter. What matters is the first name you mentioned, which is Gerrit Cole.
That's right. Gerrit Cole's got to bounce back and give you 7 innings of one-run ball tonight.
Which he's more than capable of doing.
Of course he is.
But this is for him. This is, I mean, like after that last game where he had a 6-0 lead, for him not to get the job done in that game, I'm sure it stuck with him the entire time, and now he has the opportunity to remedy it. Yeah, I mean, and Trevor Kelly is,
he's just a guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's pitched one game, he's pitched 2 innings.
Right, and his ERA is 9.
Yeah, so, 2 earned runs, yeah, and 2 innings.
Exactly that. Here is Aaron Boone. How tough was that loss last night?
Especially as well as Domingo pitched, and we're right there and just not able to mount much offensively. But, you know, it's also over with now, and we got an important one with our ace going tomorrow. We got to go get it.
That's right. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, you lose that game. They were better. They beat you up late in the game, and they beat up your bullpen, and now you have your ace on the mound. Figure it out. Go get this win tonight. No excuses. You're home, you have your ace, and you're going up against a guy that's pitched 2 innings this season.
Right. And then, I mean, and on top of that, yesterday you had, I mean, Aaron Judge 0-for-4, 3 Ks. Volpe 0-for-4, Rizzo 0-for-3, LeMahieu 0-for-3. I mean, that's the top four in your lineup doing nothing.
Yep. Here is Aaron Judge on the loss last night.
It's tough, you know, especially this team who's sitting at the top. You know, you want to try to gain some ground on them and get a couple wins here and keep it close. But, you know, we got 4 games here at home and, you know, looking forward to getting that next one out.
You have to. I mean, there's a lot of literally, there's a lot of pressure on Gerrit Cole tonight.
Yeah, but I think he probably puts a lot of pressure on himself anyway.
I'm sure he does.
It's a big spot. I mean, it's early in the season, but it's a nice spot for him. I got to imagine that, because if I'm Gerrit Cole, I mean, this thing has stuck with me the entire time, and I'm happy. I'm pumped that.
Well, yeah, you get a chance to remedy what you fell apart with last week, just 5 days ago.
Right, and
we'll
come
go
off.
Fix it.
Yeah, Herman pitched well, but we still lost 8-2. So now he has a chance for me to be the stopper. I'm that guy.
You know, what's funny to me is the game. It seemed so close last night. And then you look up in the ninth inning, you're like, this is a blowout game. The Rays are that's a really, like, they do everything well.
Yeah, they're a good team. So, I mean, and you have to, again, you can't afford to make mistakes that you wouldn't normally make against them, because they're going to take advantage of it. Like a 2-0 walk is not, come on, can't have that happen.
Yeah, it's the little things, though. But they run the bases well, they field well, their bullpen's good. You mentioned it. Like, if I asked you what's the weakness of the Rays, do they even have a weakness?
Payroll.
Is that a weakness, though?
No, apparently not. Even in the seventh, Abreu did the same thing with the 2-0 walk. Got them going. No, the Rays, the Rays right now they're a well-oiled machine right now.
So they have the most runs in all of baseball and the least amount of runs given up in all of baseball.
Yeah, and they lead the league in home runs.
It's a pretty good recipe.
And they got great, and they have maybe the best pitcher in baseball.
He's awesome.
And going to get one of the, whenever Glashnow comes back, he'll have another great one.
Right. And just to show you how good they are, and I know I've mentioned this in the past, but I think it's worth repeating, is that I look at Zach Eflin on the Phillies and thought, it's fine. He's fine. And the Rays, for some reason, identified him as that should be our big offseason acquisition. And they made him the big offseason free agent signing, and now he's terrific.
Yeah, but it goes. It's what all these teams are trying to do, and it's especially what Tampa has to do, because they don't have the kind of money that the Yankees and the Red Sox and these other teams have, that they have to, whatever it is about what they, you know, they saw in Zach Eflin, and I'm sure they talk with their pitching coaches and analytics and everything else. If we get him to focus on this, or, you know, trimming down the number of pitches he wants to use and focus on these two because they're great, spin rates, all that other stuff that they talk about. They have to be right, though. They have to, because if they choose to go sign somebody and spend more money than they like, it's gonna hurt them if it doesn't work out more than it would hurt the Yankees or the Mets or one of these teams that can outspend a mistake. They can't afford that.
Now, I mean, listen, they're so immensely talented that they probably could afford now for one guy not to produce, but typically, no, they can't afford that. They can't sign Jacoby Ellsbury and have it blow up in their face. They can't sign, you know, they don't have Steve Cohen money where they can just, we sign a guy, he stinks, and we move on from him. No, they are now bound to that guy. There's nothing they can do, which makes what they do that much more impressive than what we have here in New York.
Yeah, but I think I could also make the argument that makes it, it's because it's not easy. I'm not going to say easy, but I think it's also helps them to avoid some mistakes that other teams find themselves making. Right? Like, because you have the money to spend, you go and spend it and then lock yourself up in a deal that turns out to be, like, we always try to explain it, like, oh yeah, you got to take advantage of the first couple years of the deal because the last couple are going to be terrible. Well, if you're a team that can't afford to lock players up into those kind of deals, it's not something you have to worry about.
I know, but it's funny that we sit here and discuss how it's an advantage that they have no money.
Well, normally it wouldn't be, but when you're as smart as they are, it hasn't been.
What's there? Do you,
an impediment
you might not
for
know
them.
At the top of your head, and you're going to yell at me, guys, for asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And we don't have to know it. We can look it up, certainly. Do we know what their payroll is right now?
Tampa's payroll?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I knew you would ask what Tampa's payroll
would be. Did
you
really?
Of course I did. Would I look like a hack?
No.
What would you guess their payroll is? Hold on, let's start with this. Who makes the most money annually for Tampa?
They haven't signed Franco annual. To a long-term deal, have they?
Okay, yeah, but who? Yeah, they did. But who makes the most money per year?
Per year on the Rays.
Per year on the Rays.
Glasnow?
Nope. You've mentioned his name already.
I've mentioned his name. Eflin.
$11 million.
Is Eflin?
Is Eflin. That
their highest paid player is $11 million?
$11 million is their highest paid player.
Oh my God. All right, so their payroll for this year.
Yes, their payroll for this year.
RJ, do you know it?
RJ does not know it. I can tell you that their payroll is... Do you want to know where it ranks?
No, I don't want to know anything. I want to play. I don't want to know. I'm going to say their payroll is $80 million.
RJ, Tampa's payroll.
I went $80
million. It's less than that.
Is it really?
No, I'm... I think I remember seeing this not long ago. I think
why'd the music stop?
The band got tired.
Oh.
They got to go to sleep.
And the band played on.
They're tired.
No longer.
I know it's lower. I don't know the exact number. I would say 60 million.
No way.
60 million.
There is no chance their payroll is $60 million.
They're not paying anyone.
No, you're paying Eflin 11, so you tell me everyone else is getting $49 million?
He's the highest paid player.
No way. There is no. I'll tell you what. I'll bring you a buffet of pastries next week if their payroll is $60 million or less.
We told you we don't want that.
I don't want pastry. I would like the right to exchange them in for this something else for the group. I don't want it just for
you
me.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do.
I think you're
in trouble.
Nice.
What do you want?
What does the group want?
What do you guys want? A salad.
No.
Salad in the morning.
I don't know. He wants to be healthy. What is it you want?
I want a beautiful pancake breakfast.
Yeah, you cook us pancakes.
He just says he wants to eat well. Now he wants pancakes?
Another pineapple. The
pancakes would be better than
multiple pineapples.
Two pineapples.
And watermelon.
Two pineapples.
You're gonna carry a watermelon down the street. Okay, two pineapples and a watermelon. You got yourself
a deal. Okay, if it is $60 million or less, mm-hmm. I will bring in two pineapples and one full-fledged watermelon next week.
There's no way you're doing this.
Okay.
There is no chance their payroll is below $60 million.
Okay. You sure?
Okay.
I hope.
Doesn't sound so sure now.
No.
David, to answer your initial question that you kind of sprinkled in, Wander Franco signed a 11-year, $182 million deal.
What is it again?
11 for 182.
11 for 182, which is a great deal. All right, so Ray, you want to play?
I already know the answer, so, I knew when you were initially being asked, so that's
okay.
Back.
So I said 80, RJ says 60.
Are we playing Price is Right rules? Always, right?
No, I think closest too. No.
Well, what happens if you go over?
He's saying we're all over.
No, there's no way you're over.
RJ is way under. Dave is barely over. They spend $73.9 million.
So $74
million. $74 million.
So for the close. Best team in baseball.
So close to pineapples.
No, you were $14 million away from pineapple and watermelon.
They're closer to the A's than they are anything else.
What that isn't ranks, the A's like $30
million? No, the A's spend, we'll call it 61. Baltimore's, we'll call 66. And Tampa, right in there at 28th at 74.
That is really amazing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
I'm asking you for a favor as a friend.
Okay.
Because I screwed up and I didn't send a DM when I should have because I didn't know. And that's on me. Could you DM or text Jay Williams, please,
sure.
And ask him why the hell he's wearing a Mets jacket today? Please.
All right. Hang on. Let me. Williams.
Is today the day to wear a Mets jacket?
No. Maybe he had it laid out. Like, this
no,
the
laid
plan.
Out. Hey, go ahead.
All right. What do you want me to write?
Winners, Peter.
What do you want me to write?
Tell him see if he can jump on the show.
All right, quick break.
He's doing a show.
Jay Williams on the other side. He's doing his own show right now.
Yeah, but he's on Get Up right now, so he's not doing his own show.
Well,
so maybe
he's doing another show. So he has his own show. He leaves his own show to do another show, and I think he's going to leave that show to do our show?
2 minutes. One question.
All right.
That's it.
Listen to me. What do you want me to write in this text?
Why the hell are you wearing a Mets jacket today?
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPietro.
You want hell?
Yes, I want this strongly worded.
Hell. Hang on. I tried to put heel. Why the hell? Okay. Why the hell?
why the hell have you chose today?
Have you? I'm going to say chosen to make it grammatically correct.
Correct.
Sucks.
Have you chosen today
to wear a Mets jacket?
To wear. It says emerge. I don't want to write emerge.
No, we don't want that. No.
A Mets jacket.
Yep.
Question mark. Why the hell have you chosen today to wear a Mets jacket? You like it?
I like it.
I'm going to send it off. Ready?
Send it.
Sent.
Nice.
All right. And I have confirmation this has been delivered.
Okay.
And now we wait.
Now we wait.
And now we wait. Now, speaking of the Mets, Thursday, June 1, which is 2 weeks and 6 days away, you can hang with us all day long. We're going to start our day broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset from 6 to 10. Then on to Citi Field we go into the parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, all the way into the game at 1 o'clock against the yucky, disgusting Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with this show with our friends here on 98.7 ESPN on Thursday, June 1, starting Publicans Manhasset over to Citi Field and the big DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate. We're headed to the game also. And we're going to be sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. Maybe Jay Williams will show up and wear his Mets jacket thingy.
Well, hopefully by June 1st, it's worth actually wearing a Mets jacket thingy.
But you know what? Why should he not wear it? Just because the Mets stink, it's a nice jacket, he loves the team, should he give up?
No, I don't think he should give up. Today wouldn't be the day that I decided, you know what? I'm going to wear my Mets jacket today. Hmm. It's not the day.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
There's kind of a code of when you wear your fan gear.
No, but I think sometimes when your team is down and out and they maybe need a boost, then you rip out a piece of paraphernalia to wear it.
Maybe. I don't think losing to the Reds in a bullpen game is the day to be like, you know what? Mets gear today.
And the thing is, he had plenty of time to make that decision because the game ended at what time? 3 o'clock yesterday?
And I don't just say that as a Yankee fan. Today's not the day to wear Yankee gear. Like, if you want to wear the Yankee hat, you always rock your hat, fine. But it's not, today's not the excessive day, you know?
By the way, and I don't think I've ever said this, this could even be a roast. I can't say nothing. Very few things anger me more than when Yankee fans wear, like, non-Yankee paraphernalia that says Yankees on it. Like, the pink Yankees hat. A Yankees jersey with the name on the back. Like, these things drive me insane. Well, that's not what the Yankees wear.
It's still Yankee paraphernalia.
No, it's awful. You probably have a Santiago 6 Yankees jersey.
No, I don't disagree with you at all. You're right in that it doesn't fit in with the Yankee, but like, people wear those things all the time. They're still sold and manufactured by the Yankees.
I understand that. I don't like it.
You made it sound like it's like hack things that you buy off the street corner.
That in my estimation, those are hack things that people are wearing. If you're wearing a Star Spangled Banner Yankees hat, no, that's not a Yankees hat. No.
What about the one they wear on Memorial Day or July 4th?
Do the Yankees wear those?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The rest of Major League Baseball does.
Then that's fine.
I got the Mets one with the red brim in the blue. I got some nice ones, but the players wore them. They actually would get like the hats that they wore during the games.
You got the socks too,
If it's worn during the games, I'm fine with it. It's when you the pink Yankee hat, really, or the pink Yankees jersey. I can't stand that.
Who wears a pink Yankee jersey?
Right.
I've seen them.
Why does it bother you so much, though?
I don't know.
Some people like pink.
Listen, I understand. I don't. How about this? Tom Brady is in talks to purchase a stake in the Las Vegas Raiders.
Jimmy G, you can't escape.
How about that? You work for me, Jimmy G.
Can you imagine that, though? Those two, though, both single, Vegas. Those two walk into a club in Vegas together.
Yeah, I think they walk into a club anywhere.
You have no shot. You have no. You're a guy in that club. Go home. Leave.
Just get out of there.
You have no shot.
Deep discussions to become a limited partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Sources told ESPN. He wants to work with Mark Davis.
Maybe he could help him style his hair. Probably.
Yeah, anybody could help him style his hair. Discussions between the two sides have been going on for weeks and could soon be reaching a resolution. Yet sources say it's still an extremely sensitive and fluid negotiation.
Well, did you see the recent report? I forget where I saw it. That there was a, it was being reported there was like a 50-50 chance that he turns down the Fox job.
51. It was Marchand. Yeah. Marchand had the report, a 51% chance that Brady turns down the $375 million deal with Fox.
Wow.
He doesn't need, I mean, you say that and it's a ton of money and I'm not denying that, but it doesn't change his life.
No, it doesn't change his life. And maybe he just came to the realization that he likes being great at things and the amount of work and time and effort he'd have to put into doing it is just not worth it.
And Greg Olson's good.
Greg Olson's really good.
Really good.
Greg Olson saw the report. He's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
Kevin, I'm back.
Because he was taking a big-time haircut if Tom...
Right.
Tom came in and took that job.
Yeah, he really was. $37.5 million for... I mean, you know, people laugh at that. Oh, doing play-by-play or color commentary, it's just so easy. It's not so easy. And not only is it not easy, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into it. Right, you got to travel around the country. You got to sit for days in advance and talk to coaches and players. And I mean, I've seen Collinsworth, like a feature on him and what he does. His whole week is studying for the games that he's going to be doing.
Have you ever seen Herb Street's schedule?
Oh, his is insane.
They follow him around?
His is insane.
I will say, like, Tony Romo had the benefit of being just out of the league. Like, if he wanted to collect the 37.5 of the first couple years, he probably wouldn't have to do as much work because he was so familiar with all the teams and players and schemes and everything else. But as you got further along into the 10-year deal, it would probably become harder. And plus, if he doesn't need the money, and now he's going to be...
He clearly doesn't need... How much would you guess that Tom Brady is worth?
Poof.
You think Tom Brady got money in the divorce?
No, probably not.
No? All right, so they just kept their own?
No, probably those other businesses and stuff, I would say a couple $100 million.
Easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I received a response from my dear friend Jay Williams.
What did Jay Will have to say?
Let's revisit what we wrote collectively.
Yep.
Why the hell have you chosen today to wear a Mets jacket? And he said, ha, period. Just because I wanted to. I was at the game with Uncle Stevie yesterday. How is that possible?
So he's flaunting it is what he's doing.
He was in Cincinnati yesterday?
No, he's not in Cincinnati yesterday.
The game was in Cincinnati, though.
Maybe he flew with Uncle Steve to the game and then flew back?
Maybe he did. You know what? If I was on Steve's private jet, I would wear that, too.
No, I wouldn't. I think Uncle Steve would recognize, too, that today's not the day to wear it.
I don't think that checks out even if he was at the game. Then you saw firsthand of the random Reds bullpen guy shutting you down.
Guys no one's ever heard of. Shutting you down. Well, that's his excuse. Just because he wanted to was hanging with Uncle Steve yesterday.
No, he's not a real fan. He's a fraud.
Stop it. How dare you?
Would you wear a Mets jacket today on national television?
No.
No,
but that doesn't mean he's a fraud.
Listen to me, okay? Listen to me. I've worn Mets dress pants on ESPN multiple times.
Okay.
SportsCenter, all the different shows.
Be bragging about that.
Yeah, yeah. But here's what I'll say. If I had ESPN television today, it had the Mets pants laid out, I would say, no, there's no way. I can't wear that. No one's going to take me serious wearing Mets pants today. They stink right now.
Yeah, but there's something about supporting the team even in their time of need.
The team already knows that I support them.
How do they
know? They have given me no reason to go on television and support them.
All right, this is Raymond, are you on their side of this debate? I don't really care. I don't have a major problem with it. But Rick and RJ seem to really have an issue with him wearing the Mets jacket today.
No, it's clear to me, like I told you before, that a decision was made, and whatever the Mets did, he was going to wear this thing.
He laid his clothes out maybe on Wednesday night, and he just stuck with it.
Listen, I can appreciate the stubbornness, but you know he's got to admit it's not the best look considering what's been going on over there.
So Cowboys have they play in it. Well, you know what? Let's bring this to everyone's attention. Week one, September 10th, Giants Cowboys. Cowboys are awful, just awful. Giants beat them up. Next morning, you show up for work, you're wearing your Cowboys thing.
I should be ridiculed for doing
really?
Such a thing. Yes.
There's no way if this show was on television that game happens, Cowboys stink, Dak throws three interceptions, they get killed, that Santiago is on TV next morning with anything Cowboys on. No
Zero
way.
Zero chance. Zero
well, maybe
chance.
Because he's not the same kind of fan that Jay Williams is.
Clearly not.
Now, the only excuse to have that jacket on is if that he flew home this morning and came right from the airport to the show and had the jacket on because he was with Uncle
Don't
Steve.
Get me wrong. It's a good-looking jacket.
It's a gorgeous jacket.
But it's a bit much, especially when you're doing TV.
You know, the negativity on the show, it's becoming stifling to the point where I need to branch free and get into the Knicks. That's the truth of it. Where are you? How you feeling? How are we doing? Where you at? Excited? Nervous?
How
anxious?
Am I feeling?
Negative? What? What?
No,
what? Tell
negative.
Me.
No, I'm not negative. I can't be negative because they did what we asked them to do. They came on, they fought in game five, and they brought it back, gave us one more day, another chance to get this thing back to the Garden for game seven. I can't be negative. I can be sick to my stomach, nervous, anxious, excited. I'm excited to watch it.
Are you? Okay, so here's the thing. My uncle texted me yesterday. He goes, Brunson's so great. You know, can't wait for game six. You think they're going to win? And I thought about it. And I don't want to be negative. No. I don't. I mean, I'm excited to watch. I'm hopeful. Do I think they're going to win this game? No, I don't think they're going to win this game. Does that make me a bad fan? Are you going to now beat me up like you beat up Jay Williams?
No, but it's two different things, though. I mean, I know who you are as a fan, and I'm the same way as you are. I mean, I'm not gonna give out any negative energy. Do I like their chances to go down to Miami and win? No, I don't love their chances to go down to Miami and win. There are things that they can do to make it possible. I mean, not turn the basketball over as much. I would start with that.
Shoot well from three.
Shoot well from three. I mean, Jimmy Butler did not have a good game five. I gave you the stats. You know, if you can hold him under 25 points somehow, I really like your chances. If he goes for more than 25, they haven't lost this postseason yet if he scores more than 25 points. But you're going to have guys like, again, in situations like this, you'll get contributions from, you know, Grimes gave you all 48 minutes.
Right.
Had that awesome defensive play. But when push came to shove, your best player was your best player. Jalen Brunson was freaking awesome.
Jalen Brunson was awesome. You were home. They didn't play all that well, meaning Miami. And you still barely hang on to win that game. I'm just saying, like, if Brunson plays like that again, someone else is still going to need to step up. And I don't know. Is it crazy for me to look at Julius Randle and say, there's been a lot of negativity surrounding you and certainly a lot of polarization. Go give me a game tonight. Like, go out there and give me 31-14. Can I ask for that?
No, I think you could ask for that. And I think it's an important game for him. Five was good, right? Five was good. He had a rough start, but then he hits that big three at the end of the half, which I think kind of took some of the pressure off, and he had a pretty good night. But yeah, I mean, I think it would go a long way if all of a sudden now, I mean, he has just one of those games like Jalen Brunson had in game five. Yeah, I think it would change how a lot of people looked at him.
Yeah, tremendously. Give me one of those games. You know what? How about my best players play like my best players? How about Brunson gives me another version of that, maybe even a little lesser, and Randle gives me a game, like a huge game. When was the last time you looked at Randle? And maybe it hasn't even happened this postseason, and he gave you a huge game. Like semi-carried the team.
Wow. It's been, since the ankle, it's been a minute. I mean, since he hurt the ankle, it's been a minute.
So can I get it tonight? Am I asking for too much?
No. No, I don't think you're asking for too much. I mean, that's the reality of where this team is at. Because I'm right there with you. This feels a lot like what happened after game two, where we try to tell ourselves, doesn't matter, it's a win, that's all you worried about, right? I mean, you got the win, now go to Miami,
right?
And then games three and four happened, and you're like, well, yeah, maybe there was something to the fact that they barely beat Miami without Jimmy Butler in game two.
Right. But can I get something special? Because, I mean, Grimes will do what he does, but it's hard to envision he's going to have a special game. Who are the guys that can give you above and beyond what they've given you? And I think Randall in this series he's been fine. He hasn't been awful. He hasn't been great. Tonight would be a nice landing spot to have one of those games.
Tonight would be the landing spot, yes.
Here's Alan Hahn. He was on Greeny yesterday. I heard this. He and Canty were going at it. It was a tad uncomfortable. But he said that Julius Randle has a lot to prove.
He's already been All-NBA twice now. He's been an All-Star twice now. But those are regular season accolades. And it's obvious that he's a player that puts up big numbers and has big games in the regular season. But in New York, he's going to be judged on what he does in the postseason. And in his first postseason, he was not good. And so far in this postseason, he has been mediocre at best. And he needs to have a couple of great games here to convince a lot of people in this city that he should be here beyond the contract that he's in, which has one more year left in it.
I'm not comparing him to Jason Tatum. Tatum is head and shoulders a better player. But Jason Tatum was grotesque last night, was 1 of 14, and they trailed by 2 points late stages of the fourth quarter. And he got the ball, and like he had no, you know, issue at all, rose, fired, hit a three. They go up one. They come back. He does it again. He then does it again. And he finished the game with a rampage, and he was awful in the game. How about something like that? How about give me a game tonight if you're Julius Randle?
Yeah, I would sign up for that. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I think
I'm just discussing it with you.
Well, no, I think you keep saying the same thing, and I agree with you. In a moment like this, where, I mean, you're on the road against a really good team, your best guy's got to show up. And they don't have, I mean, Quentin Grimes gave you, as long as he makes some threes and he plays great defense, that's what you expect from Quentin.
Correct.
That's what you expect from him.
No quickly again tonight, right?
Right, and that's the big one. I mean, Josh Hart's got to be better. I mean, he was in foul trouble. He was a non-factor.
Correct.
In Game 5.
I agree.
But as far as points are concerned, because you're going to need points to win the game, the guy that's capable of doing it, I mean, you got three guys. And you pick which one has a special night. Jalen Brunson had a special night in Game 5. The other two chipped in and had good nights. I mean, they combined for 88 points in the game. But it feels like to get this thing back to, with the level of urgency Miami's going to be playing with, knowing that they don't want to go back to MSG for a Game 7, you got to match that. Then you're going to have to, Jimmy Butler is going to give you the best version of Jimmy Butler. So do you have one of those three that could step up and do it? And you'd say most capable of doing it, if it's not going to be Jalen Brunson, the guy who was third team All-NBA, could completely change for the time being how New York Knicks fans feel about
it. Totally change it.
Is Julius Randle.
Couldn't agree with you more. By the way, did you hear what Jimmy Butler had to say? Almost like
they're going to win.
No, not only that. He said, Jalen Brunson went 48. Let's take a listen. Here he says, I'll play 48 minutes as well if that's needed.
I'm never surprised with anything come playoff basketball time. Your best is needed all 48 minutes, if more, if you're going into overtime. If Spo tells me to play 48 minutes, I will be suited and booted and ready to do that, and we'll win.
So here's the thing. And maybe I'm wrong. I hope to be wrong. I think you're going to get a really good game and tremendous effort from Miami. And if you're the Knicks on the flip side of that, you need to bring your game as well. And I think if you play the way you did the other night, I don't even know if it's enough. I think you need either Barrett or Randle to be kind of your second superstar in this game.
Yeah, you're going to get their best shot, and it's going to be early. They're going to try to come out early and
knock you out.
I mean, the one positive, I mean, there's a lot of positives, but the one thing I would say that gives me some hope is that we went through this before the series started, when we're going back and forth, who's going to win, you know, where are the advantages and everything else. And it was, you know, Miami somehow, some way, maybe it's the playoffs, they have the switch, they got veteran guys that know what they're doing, and they just take their games to a new level. I mean, I think they were the 27th ranked three-point shooting team. Like, their offense wasn't good during the season. They weren't a good three-point shooting team. And then all of a sudden against Milwaukee, they were the best three-point shooting team in the NBA in the playoffs. And then early in the series, three-point shooting was good. Last game, recently, three-point shooting hasn't been great. So I mean, is the hope that maybe they're coming back down to...
Be great.
They're regressing to the mean?
It'd be great. And remember, the first three quarters the other night were like horrendous. They got better as the game went on.
Well, yeah, Duncan Robinson all of a sudden started hitting shots, but... I mean, that would be something you could look at.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.